A practice for important conversations. To straighten your posture, lengthen your spine in an upwards motion. Extend up through the back of your neck so that your chin drops slightly, softening your chest. Take a breath. And exhale, imagine it flowing down or spiraling down through your body toward the earth, forming a root. As you inhale, feel the lightness and uplift going up through the top of your head toward the sky. Exhale down again, allowing the muscles to soften around your chest and core. Keep your spine long and light. Now bring your attention to the presence or energy around you. Imagine your field as an emanation of heat or aliveness that radiates from your core. Ask yourself, if the energy in that life force behind me was equal to that of the front, what would it be like? If the left and right were more equal and even, what would that be like? And if the energy above your head was equal to the gravitational pull, what would that be like? Let your jaw and shoulders soften. Allow gravity to have them a little bit more. And ask yourself, what if there was a little more of my quality in my being right now? Take a few seconds and let yourself wonder. Be curious. What is arising when you ask that question? Notice sensations, words, or pictures. Now see if you can imagine that your field or presence expands around you into the room. Allow your jaw and shoulders to soften so you're a little more relaxed in your core. At the same time, refine that dignified, upright posture. Bring your attention once again to the space around you. Sense that you can affect the space, the feeling tone, the quality in the room. You can affect it with your quality, with your way of being. Allow your energy to expand completely into the room. Whatever objects or people are there, they are inside your personal space. You are giving the message through your body energy, we are in this together. Take another breath. Inhale, there's an uplift. Exhale, the energy flows down through your body, rooting itself in the earth. Sense the presence that emanates from you and allow yourself to enjoy and appreciate that you can inhabit the space, that you are connected with everything in your environment. This way you can receive information and not become reactive. In this state you can listen. You can let the information that comes to you land in the space, in the field around you. It is the same if it is an email, a phone conversation, or someone talking to you in person. Your field or presence is like a shock absorber. You don't have to take what is being said or done personally. It doesn't have to land in your body and stress you. You can allow the information to land in the space around you. You can center yourself. Center by shifting to a more upright and dignified posture. Exhale slowly. As you soften your jaw and shoulders a little bit more, balance your energy. Invite your quality. Take a moment with yourself. Now that you're centered, you can communicate more skillfully to others. The centered state gives the message that you feel connected to people that you are willing to listen to what they have to say. With your energy, you are communicating, we are in this together. The following practice can be used when you need to deliver information or take action. Advocating, speaking our truth can be a challenge. From the conscious embodiment perspective, we are speaking up for what we believe to be true and important in situations where there might be uncertainty, disagreement, or outright conflict. Begin by centering. Refine your upright, dignified posture. Exhale slowly, spiraling into the earth. Soften your jaw and shoulders and balance your energy. Invite your quality. Spend a few seconds with yourself. Now the advocating or speaking shape is a wedge. It is a masculine shape. It penetrates or moves through resistance without becoming overbearing. It can take action with ease and precision. It has a capacity to cut through, like a sharp kitchen knife cutting effortlessly without aggression. This wedge shape has a flat supportive back, smooth sides, and a sharp leading edge. This sleek container can cut through resistance and confusion, bringing your intention precisely and clearly into the world. When you wish to speak your truth or advocate clearly, you can organize your energy in this shape. A sharp leading edge, smooth sides, and the flat supportive back. Think of the times you felt absolutely clear and confident about something you were about to do. Remember that time and focus the energy into the wedge shape. Imagine yourself extending out into the world, speaking your truth. Refine your posture to a more upright and dignified way of being. Exhale. Focus the shape and allow what you have to say to come from your center. You can speak your truth without becoming aggressive. If other people disagree with you, you can listen to their point of view. You can let the information coming to you land in the space. You don't have to take what is being said or done personally. Let's center ourselves again. Begin with your exhale spiraling down. Inhale up, creating that dignified core. Balance your energy back, front, left, right, above and below. Relax your jaw and shoulders. Allow yourself to expand out into the room. This centered state allows you to receive information, and from that place, you can change the shape of your field so that there's a more wedge-like quality that can penetrate through. Practice doing that for a moment. Focus, imagine the sharp leading edge, smooth sides, and flat supportive back. Ask yourself, is this that I'm about to say true in my heart? Do I feel the confidence in my belly? Is it clear in my mind? Once you've clarified what you want to say, allow yourself to speak from all three centers. Focus your intention. Imagine that what you're going to say extends into the world. It's not important whether somebody agrees with you or not. What's important is that you can say what's true for you. Now bring your attention back to your posture. Rebalance yourself. and allow yourself to be in a position where you can receive feedback. The best way to receive feedback is by expanding your field and allowing what's being said to land without taking it personally. This way you can listen and have a sense of being able to receive that information from a bigger point of view. Perhaps there's something valuable in what is being said, even if you don't agree with it. This practice can help you prepare to deliver an important message. It can also help you to receive difficult or intense feedback. By practicing shifting your attention between these two shapes, you can become a better listener and also more empowered at speaking your truth.